You've very generously taken on what's been, for me, a rather confusing Georgia page from my own family history. For a few years now, I've been attempting to gain a clearer picture of my great-grandmother's maiden Kelly line, my great-grandmother Pearlie Kelly Smith. Now, it's her father, William Jacob Kelly, my great-great-grandfather that's buried in Conecuh County, Alabama, that we're going to focus on today.
Your roots were back in Jasper County, Georgia, and you're very lucky that whereas your Alabama counties had a number of fires over there and they don't have all their records, here in Georgia, Jasper County, where these Kellys came from, just happens to have all their records. So it's a very good place to have your roots from. There are definitely Kellys still around in Jasper County, Georgia. There's definitely a section in the county history. One of the ladies wrote an entire book on the Kellys of Jasper County that we have here at the archives, and Ms. McDowell, Dorothy Kelly McDowell Wood, she's included documentation, you know, actual the deeds and various things that verify parts of the family's story. And then you go back into Georgia's original records that we have here at the archives, and they do appear in some published material, the deeds. Your ancestor, Jacob Kelly, who was a Revolutionary soldier, apparently. He died there in Jasper County according to his Revolutionary War widow's pension. His widow moved to Mississippi, but when she applied for a pension as a widow, she told that she married him in Georgia in 1791 in Washington County, and then, of course, she says he died in Jasper County, Georgia in 1835, which was the same date you had, slightly different day of the year. Mm-hmm. But that was clear that she was the second wife and had moved on further west. We also found that, of course, in 1804, your Jacob Kelly Sr., he apparently divided up his slaves amongst his number of children. And so by doing that, you verify that different people were his children. And your ancestor, Jacob Kelly Jr., is listed in one of those deeds as his son.
And I guess for many people with whom you've worked, their eyes get a little big when you casually mention they own slaves, but there were quite a number of slave owners all across the United States.
Well, that's very true. And if your family is migrating through the middle of Georgia or any of the southern states through the Cotton Belt, coming through the middle of Georgia, that's sort of, if anybody had any money at all, they were going to have to be running a farm with slave labor.
What else do we know about the Kellys, especially their time in Jasper County?
It looks like they probably came to Georgia, but there's some land grants in the 1780s. They came to Georgia probably because Georgia was giving away free land. You know, we had land after the Revolutionary War. Land was made available to the Revolutionary veterans. And then as Georgia opened land going further west through our land lottery system, which started in 1805, your ancestors either could have won in the lottery or chose to buy the land from people that did win. And that would be how they got into Jasper County, because it didn't open up till the early 1800s.
Some people like a little scandal in the family. Any scandals or anything unusual you found in the Kellys?
Well, the only thing I've discovered was in looking at a material about the War of 1812 and the Creek Indian War, which sort of simultaneous in Georgia around 1814, your Jacob Kelly, I assume it was the younger man, Jacob Kelly Jr., we'll call him, he's listed on the list of militia recruits that had deserted. And it's a Jasper County unit, so it's fairly clearly him in 1814.
So not the most stellar of records.
You never know why people might not be. They could have had a family crisis, and maybe he was just at home and not really deserting for other reasons. But obviously he regrouped, and his family ended up moving on to Alabama.
Did you find anything else you thought was interesting about the Kellys?
Well, I think the fact that they have stayed in the same place all this time is interesting, too, because not only have your branch kept on moving, and the widow of your Revolutionary soldier moved all the way to Mississippi, and your ancestor, Jacob Kelly Jr., ended up moving to Alabama, but a core of the Kellys have stayed put in Jasper County coming on 200 years now, because they got in there by 1810 or so, and they're still there.